One. The Fruit of Peace mini balance starts off part one, dealing with the covenant of God's peace. The joining has begun. In the beginning of the series, in the definition of peace itself, it means joining. In the, I believe, the Greek, it's irene, yes, irene in the Greek, and it means to join. And we really focused in on that. And I believe, everyone, this is probably, of the series so far, the most important message, because it reveals the foundation, and it really reveals the why we have peace with God. And so pay close attention, because this particular message alone, it will calibrate you tremendously. So, but first of all, we need to remember where peace came from. It came from our series on authentic faith. And we were then led by the Spirit of God into the subject of peace, the fruit of peace, rather. Because this is why Romans 5 and 1 reveals why. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, and we did a lot of faith learning a couple months ago, and it brought us, and it says it, because we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the series on authentic faith brought us into the series of peace. I didn't plan, didn't have Romans 5 and 1 when I began to talk about faith, and God began to teach us about faith and authentic faith, bi-directional faith. And I didn't have Romans 5 and 1 in mind, but he did. And that's why he's now revealing peace, because we've come into a position of not just what we call faith, but God calls it for us authentic faith, faith that was seeking both salvation and success.
Amen.
And so this is why we now have peace with God, especially the beginning of that, because we look for salvation now at the post. It has now brought us into an understanding of the covenant of peace, because we're not just looking for success with our faith, but our faith has been stretched to look for salvation, which that it should have been all along. But when he really kind of tweaked that for us, we learned it. We stayed in it. We learned about going to the post, having experiences, letting the Lord be the spotlight on us and reveal different areas. Now it's bringing us into this covenant of peace. We're really becoming joined to him. So in this series, what we learned about, the note was, we'll be learning about the power of God's peace on our lives. We're going to continue learning to value it like never before. The Lord has established us an authentic faith. And as I said, as a result of that, as a result of coming into authentic faith, it has led us to coming into peace. It's actually, peace has become like a reward to us. In the series, we're going to break down, and we've been breaking down, the covenant of his peace due to joining. So we're going to continue to intimately look at the benefits of the power of his peace being in and on our lives. The one blessing that we're going to truly have is our connection into authentic faith, for it has forever connected us into his peace. It's a blessing to have learned what we've learned. The only thing we need is awareness. And that's what he's trying to give us now, which will come through continue to come through the rhema. So let's continue to go get it here. In John 14, verse 27, again, this is talking about the covenant of his peace. The joining has begun. In John 14, 27 and 28, it says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And so, he left his peace for us. And when I heard Jesus speaking this and saying this, it really, really, I felt like he was saying, you and I are good. We're good. Now I'm going to the Father. He's greater than I am. And this is a new note for you Rhema heads that are really up on it. He's saying basically, we're good. I'm going now to my Father because my Father is greater than I. So now what he's saying is, I'm going to join you to him. The word peace means to join. I'm going to create peace between individuals. I'm going to bring harmony between who? You and my Father. That's where I'm going. Amen. So the peace that you and I have, this is what I, this is how I really heard him. The peace that we've got, we're good. Me and you are good. But I'm going to the one that's greater than I. And when you look at the word greater, and he's bringing peace between individuals. But when you look at the word greater than, it means this. He's saying God the Father is a person that has eminent. He's eminent for ability, virtue. He's got greater authority and greater power than I do. This is what Jesus is saying. It's not me. It says here, things esteemed. Second definition, things esteemed highly for their importance, of great moment, of great weight, and it says importance again. So I began to really think about that. Jesus saying, listen, I'm going to one that is more important for you to be at peace with than even you and I. I'm going to get to the guy where he carries more weight than I do, and I'm headed that way so I can make peace between you and the greater one. Once you come into peace with the greater one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to join you together, and I'm going to create a covenant between you and my Father. I'm going there to take care of business. Remember, he said he was ascending unto his Father, and we all know what he did when he ascended. He performed the sacraments of the tabernacle there. He brought his blood home. The Father was pleased when he saw it. He sprinkled it in the heavenlies. If you read Hebrews, he sprinkled the heavenly sacraments and all the heavenly utensils that are there in the tabernacle of heaven. He did exactly what the high priest used to do here to bring atonement. And so when he did that, he brought us into covenant with peace with the greater one, with the one that carries more weight, that carries more importance, higher in authority and power. He brought us into peace with God. Not only did he bring us into peace with God, but because the blood touched the Father, the blood touched us, which we're going to talk about in a minute, and it gave us equal value because we both have been propitiated, the Father and the church, by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Bringing us into equality, into oneness with him. And so it starts off here, the word peace. Now, we got to focus on the fact that it does mean the joining. And we've gotten so many words that point out to joining over the years. Propitiation, temperament, postures. It talks about being one. It's not just you being what you call born again and you being a Christian. No, but you have a oneness with him. You have the same exact attitude or temperament as he does, which brings us into equality and perfect peace. Because we're doing things in the flow as he would do things. The joining is very important. That's what peace, real peace is. It's a joining together. I recall the day I was married and a prophetess and I were joined together. I can't tell you the overwhelming joy that I had, but not only joy, but there was also to be recognized such peace because I was joined to the one that I was supposed to be joined to. There was great peace in my life. It's a settling. And that's what happens when you are really joined. There's a settling that comes. And what's his now becomes what's yours. And here we go. So it's as Jesus was saying, like I said, you and I are good. We're good. We are at peace, but I'm going to my Father to make peace between you and him. My Father is greater than I. He carries more weight. He's of greater importance. I have to get him placated so you can forever be in his peace now too. That's what brought us into peace, is the blood of Jesus. So we've been called now. Now watch this, guys. This is another new Easter egg for you concerning this. We were actually called to be joined to him. According to Isaiah chapter 54, watch this now. This is going to really bless some of you. Can you hear me okay? Just say amen.
Amen.
Okay. In Isaiah 54, verses 1 through 6, it says, "Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed." Hallelujah. "Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame." Hallelujah. "For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. And the God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused." All right. So now, the Lord hath called thee. We were called. And as we continue to read in Isaiah, it talks about the covenant of his peace in a few verses down. We were called unto this covenant of peace. And look at what it means to have been called. And this is why we keep seeking the way we do. He says we were called to be joined. The word called means through the idea of accosting a person that you met. The word accosting means, listen, you weren't just called. The word accosting means you were detained. You were stopped. You were halted and or grabbed. You were detained for peace. You've been arrested when you were saved by the revelation of Jesus Christ. You were detained to be joined to the Father. You were actually grabbed. You were snatched. You ever hear the saying, you were snatched out of the fire? You were snatched out of hell itself? Well, it's in essence, it's true. You were detained for this covenant. This is why we never give up. This is why we never give in. We weren't just called per se. It's not just a call. Hey, Todd, come on, come learn about God. No, we were detained, stopped in the middle of our life, halted and grabbed, and that we were brought into this. So this covenant of peace is going to happen. Whether you like it or not, you've been detained for it. So we weren't just called per se. We were detained and grabbed to be in the peace with God. This is why we can't and won't stop striving for it. We've actually been arrested into it. This is what the Lord said. We need to stop acting like fugitives and just receive it. Mm. Just receive it. You're never going to run from it. Paul said it like this. It's hard to kick against the pricks. You might as well lay down, make his path straight, and just let it happen, because it's coming whether you want it to or not, because you were called to this. I'll read that verse to you one more time. It says, "For the Lord hath called." Let me read it like this. "For the Lord hath detained." The Lord grabbed you as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. You weren't just called. It's just not an ultimatum here. No. You were detained for it. And trust me, you're not going to beat God. So you might as well just go ahead and lay low, let it be squared off, and join him. Join him in this covenant. Okay, so now, the true joining, propitiation is the key to true joining. This is the key. And this is why we've been so joined to him. And this is why, man, benefits, glory be to God, benefits of peace are waiting for us. Because both of us, think about that. If you think you're too good for the blood, then you're saying that the Father, the God of the whole earth, isn't too good for it. If he was placated by the power of the blood of Jesus, if he was brought under propitiation by the blood,
bless God.
Who in the world do we think we are?
Hallelujah.
This blood, man, this blood, this precious blood has brought peace between you and your Father, the greater one. There's absolute peace across the board. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be ashamed. You won't be put to shame. No. All those days are leaving. If you settle into the covenant of peace, and that true peace comes by the propitiating blood of Jesus. Romans chapter 3, verses 24 and 25 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption, hallelujah, that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Propitiation means an atoning victim. We found out that it also meant, I believe Jay taught this one day and brought this to our attention. It means the lid of the ark in the temple, the mercy seat or seat of propitiation. And it also, this is all the definition now, it having placating and expiating force. Used of the cover of the ark as the covenant in the Holy of Holies, which was sprinkled with the blood of the expiatory victim, which is Jesus, on the annual day of atonement. So when Jesus, now he didn't sprinkle it just on, listen, he didn't sprinkle it on the ark. No. He sprinkled it on the two cherubims, the real cherubims, the Father and the church. He sprinkled the blood on those two, and that became the atonement, the true atonement, bringing about perfect peace. Word he gave me again, I got to use it. Authentic peace is found in propitiation.
Hallelujah.
So now look, watch this here. This rite signifying that the life of the people, the loss of which they had merited by their sins, was offered to God in the blood as the life of the victim. But remember, it didn't just have expiating force for the people that were in sin. It also had a placating force, which now brought appeasement to the Father. The Father now was settled because he had some ideas of things he wanted to do to us. And they weren't good, I'm trying to tell you. He said, man, but when you turn, if you turn, I'll repent of the evil that I thought I was going to perform against you. Yes. Now I'm forever placated, forever satisfied because my son died such a brutal death and shed his blood. I'm good. You and I are good. We are at peace.
Hallelujah.
I expected and poured out all of the wrath that I had on Jesus. And now, therefore, I can look at you and smile even when you fall and get back up again. I won't rebuke you for the things in which you're failing in. I'm going to be forever at peace with you. And my love is going to guide you. My goodness is going to lead you unto repentance. It's a whole new ball game. I'm no longer angry with you guys.
Hallelujah.
I'm forever placated.
Hallelujah.
So now, in this ceremony, the Father was appeased. He was appeased and our sins were expiated. Now, placated means calm. I thought about that word when I was looking over my notes, even early this morning. I thought about it. I'm like, geez, he's always calm. He's forever appeased.
Mm-hmm.
He's forever soothed. There's nothing you do that's going to take away the fact that he's not soothed. He's forever won over. He's always won over. My son Matt has been doing this to me since he was about three. When he asks me for something and I say no, he sticks his lip out and puts a sad face on. and it soothes me. And it always got me to give him whatever he was asking me for the most part. We were out to brunch yesterday and he did it to me again. He asked me for my phone and I told him, no, I didn't want to give him my phone because he wanted to download a game on my phone because he wanted to start it over, but he already has it on his phone. So he wanted to use my phone for the same game he already has. So I was like, no, Matt, we're not doing that. So he stuck his lip out like when he was 3 and 4 and it forever appeased me. He didn't see it, but I slid the phone in his direction and he didn't see it. So I had to make it known to him. But my gesture, my offering was out there. It appeased me. It soothed me. It won me over. Well, you're that kid sticking, poking out your bottom lip at your father, and he's forever soothed and won over. Ask anything in the name of Jesus, and he's going to give it to you. Why? Because he's at total peace with you. He's at total, he's forever placated. He's forever appeased. So whatever you ask in the name of Jesus, if you ask with an understanding and with a knowledge of the fact that you're in covenant of peace, there's nothing your father won't do for you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The church is forever expiated. Atonement. Listen to me, guys. This is huge. We've forever been atoned for. There's no other sacrifice ever going to be performed by any animal or person, thing, whatever. You are forever atoned for. Your sins are always forgiven. If you get into the rhema and propitiation hits you, it's the atoning power of Jesus, which is revealing the fact that the Father and you are good.
Hallelujah.
You're good. The moment that your sin or what you did wrong is expiated, it reveals the covenant of God's peace. And it tells you he still won over. Jesus was the only sacrifice he needed to forever be soothed and appeased, calm, won over, forever. So now, our expiating force came and it paid for everything. That's what the definition means. It paid for everything. It made restitution. It made you square with the Father. It made you square. That's another definition, square. You were square. You ever hear that? Oh, we square. That means we're good. We're everything is square, even till. Every line is even. It's equal. If it's 6 inches all around, a square has the same dimensions all the way around. We're good. We're on the even till. There's no drama, no mess between you and I. And there's nothing, listen to me now, there's nothing that withholds my blessing, my favor from flowing in your life.
Amen.
But you got to stay joined. Peace is not just a state of mind. We learned this. Peace is another dimension. It's a dimension in him. It's a place in Christ. It's a dimension that we hold. It's not just a state of mind. But understand that now, if I'm in peace, I'm in the right dimension. I'm right where my Father is. He can reach out and touch me. I'm right where I belong. Outside of peace, you will have havoc. You will have the rage of war. You will have fear. You will have disappointment. Outside of this joining, all of those things, we can still be touched with everything negative and opposite of peace. Because it's a dimension. It's in Christ. It's in Rhema. It's a propitiated mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a picture of the Father and us that were joined by propitiation. Here's the ark. If you're following the notes, we saw this earlier in the series. But their wings overlap. They were made out of, and I love this, and we're going to talk about this going into part two in just a moment. They were made out of the same piece of gold, these two cherubims. One piece made both of these. It wasn't a different quality or different piece of gold that created. And that speaks of the oneness that we've come into because we were both made out of the blood of one. We were both joined together by the blood of one, by the blood of Jesus. It wasn't the blood of bulls or goats. The Father wasn't touched with this or that, and we were touched with something less. We were both propitiated by the blood. This is why we're joined. This is why we have peace. This is why, because of what the Lord has done for us. All right, watch this here. Watch this here. Hence, this is why the joining brings peace. The blood of Jesus propitiated the Father, and it has propitiated us too. That's why you're feeling peace right now on this line, because in the rhema word that we're under, and that the atmosphere is, when the rhema is in the atmosphere, the blood of Jesus is also in the atmosphere, and its wondrous working power starts to set you straight. It starts to get rid of your guilt and your shame and your doubts and your fears. It gets rid of all of that, and it really sets you at one again with the Father. It's really actualizing for some of you on this line right now. It's taking place. It's a miracle, praise God.
Thank you, Lord God.
We are the two cherubims on the top of the mercy seat with our wings touching. It also signifies our harmony with the Father. Now we know why it's so important to stay joined in Alpha and Omega fellowship. It's not just our authentic faith, but it's also how we keep our side of the covenant. We give ourselves to him. Remember, his reward in all of this, his inheritance, is just you. That's all he wants at the end of the day. Amen. And so if it's a covenant of peace, which we're going to read about right now, if it's a covenant of peace, then our side keeping it is just giving him yourself. It's staying joined. How do I do that? I stay in the word. I stay in the rhema. I stay in a place where my mind is always propitiated. I'm not under the rage and havoc of war. I'm not in place of chaos, mayhem. I'm not moving in those dimensions. I'm staying in the dimension of peace by way of propitiation, which is flowing out of the rhema word, because I'm touching the blood of Jesus. In Isaiah 54, 7 through 10, the Father stays in the covenant. He never moves. He said it here. Yeah, for a moment I did forsake you. With great mercies will I gather you. In a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. Meaning, if the earth was never to be destroyed, after all those years ago, thousands of years, he's holding covenant still today. The bow shines in the sky after a rainstorm. The bow is there signifying, I'm never wiping you out. He said, this is as the waters of Noah unto me. Just like I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee. Why? Because my son died. He made things right. I'm not going to be wroth with thee, nor will I rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, the hills will be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. It's never leaving. Never. It's as the waters of Noah unto me. My alliance with you. My alliance, my goodness, is with you. You're in league with God. He's on your side. Oh my goodness. Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? You have an alliance between God and yourself. There's an agreement that peace will never leave. Peace will never go. Shalom, shalom, and shalom. The shalom has been blessing me lately, because I read the scripture in on More Group. We talked about it on Wednesday. The scripture, it says, when a man's ways please the Lord, it says even, he said, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. The Lord took me another level up on the shalom there. That the shalom of God leads us unto the shalom. The shalom means the restoring that comes. Restoration comes. He says, even, maketh even his enemies. He said, you miss one here. And I said, I sure did. He let me know that it's not just your enemies shalaming you. Everybody you come across. He said, even your enemies. That means everybody that's not an enemy is going to have a part playing in my life for favor, Amen. For restoration. They're going to play a part in restoring. He'll call a man from the far and have him bless and give unto my life, or pour a rhema in my life, or whatever I need. I will be shalamed by everyone around me, even my enemies. So the shalom is bigger than just enemies giving us back, bigger than your flesh coming into alignment. It's bigger than the devil restoring. God said, listen, the earth is mine in the fullness thereof, the worlds and they that dwell therein. Give and it shall be given back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Ah, yes, and running over. Watch this. Will God cause men, not enemies. God will cause men to give into your bosom. You got favor coming from everywhere. Peace on earth, my God. Goodwill towards all, my God. Goodwill towards men.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That's why Jesus said, if you forsake mother, brother, sister, houses, lands, for my sake, I'll restore you 100 times over in this life.
Thank
you. Because everybody on the earth will shalom you. Everywhere. They'll restore. They'll replenish. They'll cause prosperity to flow. These are definitions of peace. But it's coming. And it never ends. It's never to be removed. Listen, there was a time when I walked with God, man, where every place I went into, I expected favor. Not because it was no arrogance. It was because of my connection, and I feel it again. I expect favor in everything. They had sent us a notice on our biggest account. They sent us a notice, and they told us that we have to have our certificate of insurance and that we needed a workman's comp. Now, our company isn't that big, and we don't do such physical labor, so often, most times, we're allowed to use exemptions in terms of workman's comp. But our biggest client, our biggest account, the Allbirds, in which God has blessed us to have so many clients in this building. And they had sent out a new notice for new things that they were doing. Certificate of insurance, of course we have, we meet all the criterias, whatever the amounts were, we got all that down. Workman's comp, it just has never made sense. And it's extremely expensive. Extremely expensive. So Elder Allison called me. She said, oh my gosh, she said they said workman's comp is a requirement now. And she said, and they have it highlighted to where it's highlighted, and so it's really important. And it says no exemptions accepted. I just felt the peace of God. I said, let me make a call and I'll call you right back. I'm gonna call, I believe his name is Hector. I'm gonna call Hector and let him know what we have and what we do. I felt the peace of God. I called Hector. I said, Hector, I said, listen, we've been a vendor over here for a while. We service all of the owners in, not all of them, but we service a lot of the owners in Auberge here where you guys are. I said, but we've never had to use workman's comp. I know you sent out the notice. He said to me, he said, Mr. Harley, you guys are fine. He said, you don't need it. You don't need it. See, what the enemy was trying to do, he was trying to pull our biggest client from us. But yes. God, I stayed right there. I could just feel, I knew favor was going to be on the other end of this because I was in nothing but peace. And so therefore, when I called, it was immediate. He said, you guys are fine, Mr. Harley. Don't even worry about it. Just send us your certificate and that's all we need. And that was the end of it. That was the end of it, that fast.
Amen.
Because we have an alliance with God. So God will make man, everyone around you, shalom you, keep you in prosperity, restore you, bring things the way they're supposed to be. Just stay joined to him. Don't lose the joining. So you see, the covenant of God's peace will never be removed. The Father is forever propitiated and in position to pour out his peace all over our lives. We unfortunately remove ourselves from this covenant. We don't stay joined. We are the problem. We move our wings from off of his. And every time we start to neglect Omega Fellowship, we're moving away from him. We're moving away from him. Jesus's mission was to join us to him. But when we neglect the Omega side of our fellowship and we don't talk with the Father, we're in essence moving away. We're moving away from this covenant of peace. We're like one of the gold cherubims that decided to flap his wings and fly up off the ark. And we're disconnecting because we disconnect from fellowshipping the Father. Remember what John said? He said, listen, we hope that you guys come into fellowship with us. And surely you know our fellowship is with both the Father and the Son. Watch this. Paul said it about 13, 14 times in about 13, 14 salutations. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, comma, and the Lord Jesus Christ. See, you're missing the second shalom because you're pulling away from Omega Fellowship. You got the first shalom, the tranquility of mind, but we get caught between the two. Stay joined.
So good, so good, so good.
Stay joined, everybody. Stay joined.
Hallelujah.
Stay joined to Alpha and Omega. Don't just kick it with Jesus, but recognize the presence of the Father. They're both the same. It's God the Father and God the Son, but he wants you in fellowship with all of his deity, with all of his person. This will guarantee the release and the full flow of his peace in our lives. Part two, we're gonna kick it right now, right to it. Part two, true peace through his reconciling blood has given us equal value with the Father. Hmm. All right? It's actually given us equal value with the Father. First, we got to understand, this is really important to really make this a staple in your spirit. We got to understand that the mission of Jesus was to reconcile us to the Father. We've heard this over the years, but we really got to get this down. You can't be flim-flam in fellowship with him anymore. It's got to remain. It's got to stay there. All of the beautiful benefits that come from the Father's side of ministry, the actual results, and Jesus said, the words I speak, they're not mine. So we know who's speaking the word to us most of the time. It's coming out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus, God the Son. He said, the words I speak, they're not mine, but my Father, but they're of him that sent me, and my Father doeth the works. So we've learned over the years how Jesus is Lord of the Rhema. He's pouring Rhema into us, and we're fellowshipping there. And then the side of the Father is the results. The Omega actually means results. He brings results, and that's his side. It's the Father that likes to do these things. He loves to bring and endorse results, manifestations. Yeah, Jesus has that anointing, of course. But every miracle, everything Jesus does that comes into manifestation is already, it's endorsed of the Father. So in 2 Corinthians, we see his mission. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. All right. So now the Father's plan through Jesus was to reconcile us to him, to himself. All right. Romans 5, 8 through 10, it says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Yeah. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Oh, that's God.
Hallelujah. That means that temperament that comes on you, that dimension of propitiation is also a dimension of absolute salvation in everything you're trying to accomplish in life. Our whole life is being saved by his. When he superimposes himself, as Elder was praying this morning, as he superimposes himself over us, that gives us an open door of absolute peace, which brings absolute salvation in everything that we're trying to do Verse 9 confirms the Father being placated through the propitiation that has come as a result of the sacrifice of Jesus. That's what verse 9. See, he had wrath, but he changed his mind. He repented. That's gone because of the blood of Jesus. Verse 10 reveals that it's in his reconciliation, which is his peace, that true salvation will come. For it is in the life of Christ that is revealed in peace that saves us. Remember, being in his temperament is to be in his life. Now we found another truth that being in his temperament, propitiation, is where the covenant of peace is found as well. Now, the word reconciled, I talked to you, stated to you earlier in part two, that our value has jumped up now. Watch this now. This is really, really powerful. I hope you grab this one. The word reconciled, it means to change mutually in a mutual relationship. Mutual meaning having the same feelings one for the other. It means shared in common. It means joint. Characterized by intimacy, to change or exchange. And it gives you an example of what it means. As coins for others of equivalent value. Our value because of this reconciliation. Watch this now. The Father values you and I the way that he's valued. We, because of this ministry of reconciliation, because of coming into peace with him, having escaped the wrath, and we know how we got there, because we've come into the covenant of peace through propitiation by way of the blood. Now, this reconciliation has upped your value. My God in heaven. Now you can understand, if Kurt's on the line, you can understand why when you call forth angels to go and smash teeth and you call forth things to happen in the earth realm and you call those things that be not as though they were, for everybody listening, that now we understand why there's authority here, because in this covenant of peace, we have come up in value, and because we're equivalent in value as the Father, this is why Jesus said, say unto the mountain.
Yes.
This is why that he says, say unto the to that sycamine tree. He says, say it, speak it in my name, and it will be so. That's why we've been learning hear, speak, see, speak. Why? Because our value has been upped. This covenant of peace reveals our true value.
Bless God.
It really reveals we are truly demigods. We are little gods here, that things will listen. They will line up. That's why the axe head had to swim when the man of God called it to come back here. Because he was moving in his value. This covenant of peace reveals our value. Oh God, hallelujah. Somebody should be prophesying right now. Your value is being revealed, that you are in equivalency with God, the Father himself. Let me run it back for you a little way different, in case some of you think I'm crazy. The Bible says we become joint heirs. The word joint means equal to Jesus. Jesus said it like this: if you've seen me, you should have seen my Father. If you've known me, you should have known my Father. Why? Because we are one. So Jesus, the Bible describes us as being joint, equal to. It runs right up the ladder, right back to God the Father.
Hallelujah.
We're equivalent in value. And the earth knows we have authority. We have power. We've got everything we need.
Amen.
And this covenant of peace,
amen,
is a
amen,
flag in your ground that says,
amen,
speak and
amen,
it shall be.
God. Amen, Lord. Amen.
Say a word and it will happen. He reveals our value here. We're equivalent. Bible says Jesus didn't think it was robbery to be called equal to God. He didn't think it was robbery. No. No, 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 no. How can you wear his temperament? How can you walk in his postures? How can you be under the same anointing of propitiation and not be equal in value? Let it be known to everything you're facing right now. Your value is that of the creator of heaven and earth. Your value in this entire universe, in all of creation, everything will have to listen to you. That's what this covenant of peace is revealing. Just like the Father feels, he feels forever soothed and calm. You have the same exact, let this mind be in you. You have the same mindset. You have the same value. Now you have his temperament. You have his timing. You move like him. He gave all power unto Jesus. He certainly did. He had no problem stepping back. Our Father is something else, boy. He had no problem stepping back and watching his son perform and receive glory and honor. He had no problem watching him move the way that he did. And he's saying the same thing to you and I today. I have no problem watching you move, watching you prophesy, watching you lay hands. I have no problem. Why? Because I know the glory is going to come to me. I have no problem giving you over power. Jesus said to his disciples, this is before all this went down, before the blood was ever shed. He said, I give you all power over all the power of the enemy. He already given it to them on credit. And they went out on credit because he knew he was not going to fail. So he gave it to them on credit and they started doing exploits.
Praise God.
Because he knew the covenant of peace was coming. Well, we're not on credit here. It's already happened. He died and rose again. The covenant is thoroughly established. They moved in power on credit, and we're still standing still, and the covenant has already been established. What reconciliation describes is our joining unto him. We have with the Father been mutually changed by the blood of Jesus. This is your note. Our reconciliation unto the Father is making us or our feelings mutual to how he feels about us. This is the connection of the two cherubims on the ark, on the seat of propitiation, on the mercy seat. This is why peace is now ready to flow. We truly are in position for this. Can you fathom your value being the same as the Father's value because of the blood of Jesus? That's why he revealed the two cherubims on the top of the mercy seat of propitiation at being one. One being the Father, the other being the church, you and me. Our worth is the same because of his blood. Let's start seeing ourselves, God said, this the way that he sees us. Jesus. Come on now. Kings and princes. You kidding me? You kidding me? Please tell me who's going to mess with one of the princes of England. His value is that of the king. Kings and princes, my God, royalty. Even the ark reveals our equal value. Watch this in Exodus 37, verses 6 and 7. It says, and he made the mercy seat of pure gold. Two cubits and a half was the length thereof. And one cubit and a half was the breadth thereof. And he made two cherubims of gold. He made two of them beaten out of one piece. Made he them on the two ends of the mercy seat. Even the ark reveals the value being the same.
Hallelujah.
He made two, but out of one piece. Your value. He reveals your value even in the making of the ark. Two out of one. We too were propitiated by the one. It happened for both of us. So we were made out of the same piece of gold when the Father said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. He meant exactly that. He said it right there. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. He meant it. Our value is worth, is equal to his. And as we learn of the fruit of his peace, we're going to experience his power on our lives in every direction of our lives. It is time. It is the time of Omega. It is the time of seeing. Our value, you guys, is way beyond what you're giving God credit for, or we're too timid. We're moving in a way, and we're moving out of position. We really and truthfully are. When you open your mouth in this covenant of peace, you're going to see a major difference. You're going to see the authority and the power that you have by way of Christ Jesus. You're going to see exactly what the Father has put on you. You're going to experience it, but you have to have this revelation that you're joining unto him has given you equal value in his sight. Heaven will react to you. Heaven will react to you. Angels will move because you have an understanding of the value that you hold. And it's time, it's really and truthfully time for us to move like this, to live like this, to experience this way. It's absolutely time. It's absolutely time that we take our rightful positions, my God in heaven. We take our rightful positions in this thing, and we move under this covenant of peace, that we experience him. Oh, God, help us. Stay joined. This is the foundation in my eyes and in my spirit, my soul. This is the foundation of peace right here. It's being joined unto the Father by Jesus Christ and through him, by this rhema word. My fellowship is not just with Alpha, it's with Alpha and Omega. And my shalom, my perfect, the Bible says that he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind, you'll keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. My shalom, perfect means shalom. And then the word peace means shalom. So he'll keep you in shalom, shalom. My peace is perfect only when results come. Not just this momentary tranquility of my mind or national tranquility being over my mind. No, it's not just that. But when shalom meets shalom, which means restoration, restitution, prosperity. It speaks of manifestation. Now my tranquil mind is perfect. Been in some situations, God kept me in peace in the situations that I was in, even just last week. But then my shalom met my shalom. And not only did I have peace about it, but he fixed it. That's perfect peace. Now I'm wanting the shalom. It's like this. He says, at what instant can God not build and plant? I was built now. I was built. When you see the second shalom, you're built differently. Things happen. Now you start to have, use your rhema language. You say, okay, now you did it. Now plant me here. Plant me in the soil of victory. Plant me here. This is to me another level of your peace. Now plant me to where I don't ever, ever face these things again. You built me. Now plant me. Plant me in this peace. Plant me in the second shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Holy God. Glory be to God. If you're on the line, just lift your hands before the Lord. Just lift them up. The foundation of his peace is staying joined. Staying joined to him. And that's what exactly what we want to do. We want to stay joined to him.
Yes, God.
We want to stay joined to him no matter what. Hallelujah. That's the key. That's the key. Inamaho sudivadi. Mokoshulo de divaladadilia. Just stay joined. Just don't move so fast. Just stay right there. Recognize his presence over you. Recognize where you are right now. Yeah, hell tried to break down your door, but peace held it up. His peace held it up. Now, if you've got peace here, now, Father, we invoke the second shalom. Because of being joined to you by the blood of Jesus this morning and by the word that has come, we invoke the second shalom. We invoke it right now. We invoke it. The second shalom. I speak from a place of understanding my value for every situation that might be whatever's being faced on this line, from anyone that's on this line that's facing something, whether it's critical or minute, they want it changed. And I understand the value that I'm under right now, and I speak to every circumstance that's on this line that in the name of Jesus, every circumstance, every problem, every broken heart, everything that's not of your peace, let it be fixed right now. Full restitution, full restoration, prosperity where it's needed. Favor, my God, favor. I release favor in the name of Jesus. Let your glory rise, Master. Your estimate, your point of view, your opinion, let it rise now. In your eyes, we're healed. In your eyes, we're saved. In your eyes, we're delivered. In your eyes, we're prosperous. Let your glory, let your opinions about us rise up. And reveal your peace, Master. Ikarun de Papa. We give you glory now. We give you glory, Jesus, for this release. And we give you glory for this covenant that we're in. We won't be moved, Master. We won't be moved. We're going to stay joined. We're going to stay joined. We're going to stay joined. In Jesus, your precious name. Hallelujah. Evangelist Darrell says, 1 Corinthians 6:17, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Equal value. I praise God. He also says, I praise God that I'm on this line this morning. Hallelujah. This is already so good. Blanche says, amen. Elder Allison says, hallelujah for his blood. And I say amen to that. Javon says, hallelujah for his precious covenant. And I amen that too. Praise God from Elder Donna. So, so good. Thank you, Lord, for your covenant. Amen. And Elder Allison says and rounds us off with so good. And I agree with all of those comments. And I agree with your safety. I agree with your prosperity. I agree with your healing. I agree with your needs being absolutely met, your wants even coming to fruition. I agree in the name of Jesus. I agree. There's an anointing on this line right now. There's an anointing on this line. God is moving. Oh, glory. Ooh, glory. Somebody needs to know that when God fixes things in an instant, if you're there, just say amen. God, someone needs to know this.
Amen.
Someone needs to know this, that when God moves in an instant, he does it. The instant that the Bible talks about, what at what instant can God rebuild and plant? That word instant means at a blink of an eye. If you still got a blink of an eye's worth of time, God can fix it. He can fix it.
Hallelujah.
And I want someone else to know that he will and is going to fix it. Only thing he needs is the space of a blink of an eye. That's all he needs. And I'm telling you right now, you're coming out of your circumstances. You're coming out of your problems. Time is not a factor against you. He's proven it to me over and over and over and over and over again. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, give him one more wave offering. Just recognize him and just tell him, thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all I got for you today, guys. That's all I got. Let's honor the Lord.